At our office during regular business hours, and donations will be presented to the Gleamer Food Bank on July 17th as part of the Concert of Colors down at the Max M. Fisher Music Hall. Won't you help feed those in need?
If we could pack our kids in bubble wrap, we'd do it. Because we love them, and we want to protect them. This is Lisa Edelstein with an easy way to protect your kids 3 times a day. Choose healthy foods. Research has shown that a vegetarian diet rich in fruits and vegetables can help protect our kids against obesity. It can even help keep them from developing heart disease or cancer when they grow up. To learn more, call 866-906-WELL or visit cancerproject.org. This message brought to you by the Cancer Project.
WHFR Dearborn. This show is pre-recorded. The opinions expressed on HFCC's Campus Connection are not necessarily those of anyone here at Henry Ford Community College. This is the Campus Connection here on, well, it's for the 13th of July, 2010. I'm Dennis. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, Dennis. I'm Lindsay.
Lindsay's here with us. And lots going on here. Let me take that back. Lots going on in our lives.
Lots going on in Dearborn.
In Dearborn. Not so much here at the school.
Yeah, it's kind of dying down a little bit for the summer months.
Well, what happens is everybody signs up for fall and winter, and then in May, when winter term is over, mm-hmm. It's like a ghost town around here. So, of course, what they plan on doing is they bring in all the heavy equipment to redo our... What?
I was just going to say, wasn't spring... Spring had a decent enrollment, and you were going to school in the spring here, so what? There had to be a lot going on. It was a happening place to be.
I was kind of getting to that, yeah. Well, what happens is they bring in the heavy equipment, and they're working on the north parking lot.
Nice.
It's coming along beautifully. It really is. And they're just everything they're doing here outdoors, they actually started planting a lot of the trees and a lot of stuff. It's becoming more and more green. There's a big pond back there. I don't know. Maybe they're just waiting for a big rain.
Are they doing work on the deck here, too, on Evergreen, just outside of our nice studio we have here? You know, that red deck? Because it was blocked off, and now that parking lot there for employees is dirt.
Well, they're redoing the parking lot.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. But I think they're doing something to that deck, too.
I hope they are.
Looks like they are.
Because it's all peeling, red paint and stuff. Yeah.
And it's a nice deck.
It's a really nice deck. It's kind of weird, though, like right there.
Yeah. It could be more maybe centered.
Or in somebody's backyard.
I was here yesterday recording Playing in the Waves.
Okay.
Or not recording, doing Playing in the Waves live.
Because that's your show.
Yeah. What happened over there? Yeah. Okay, cool. His chair just fell.
My chair just like all of a sudden just went, I'm going down. I'm fine. I'm perfectly okay.
What I was going to say is we have a really cool courtyard here at Henry Ford Community College, and it's got that nice fountain going off in the middle of it and stuff.
Oh, you mean Mirror Square?
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
You would know. Yeah.
You're
quite the ambassador.
It hasn't been called that, but... As the new editor for the Mirror News, I just think that should be the name of it.
Oh, well,
do you know that that's how Times Square came about?
Yeah,
was from the New York Times.
From the editor of the
wasn't an
New
editor,
York Times?
Was actually a writer.
Okay,
and he said, "Well, that's Times Square."
Well, you're a little bit of both, right? The editor and you write.
Absolutely. So, for all intents and purposes, for the future discussions about that courtyard area there,
Mirror Square.
Why not?
So I was coming in to do Playing in the Waves.
There you go.
And there was a bunch of kids hanging out in Mirror Square. They had their skateboards.
What were they doing there?
They had their skateboards and their bikes, and they were doing tricks and stuff. And the one was standing on that concrete bridge thing that goes across the fountain thing, and he was just getting soaked. Man, the fountain was just nailing on him. It was pretty cool. I was like, oh, these kids are having fun.
Because it's 90 degrees.
Even though they're not playing in the waves, maybe we could have speakers out there and they could be listening to Playing in the Waves while they're playing in the fountain.
How old do you think the kids were?
I would say 13, 14.
So probably not like your normal candidate for your
Dennis.
Style. I'm asking.
All children, all ages are welcome to listen.
I know they're all welcome.
The young at heart.
Okay, that's us.
And yeah, so in you dig it.
I do. Right? Oh, I do. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. People like it. And yeah, maybe there are some kids that are like really hip on the whole Justin Bieber thing and you're not going to hear them on Playing in the Waves.
Right.
So.
'Cause if they're out in the fountain with their skateboards, I'm thinking they're going after you know,
I do some
Do you really?
I do.
That's pretty good.
I play some cool stuff, man.
All right.
I have a couple skateboard songs.
That's cool. It's all right. Doesn't it seem like it's been longer than a month?
Longer than a month since we did our show.
Yeah, but
this summertime is like frying my brain.
Well,
like the sun is just.
We were headed in one direction, and I'll go there. Yeah, normally it's dead around here. Spring, even more so in the summer. Mm-hmm. Many more people, and it seems like even more than there are because that parking lot's closed.
Yeah.
So it's pretty crazy around here. I was in spring term. Had a great time. You know, they close the school Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So it's open Monday through Thursday. And what happens is, to save money and be more efficient, they obviously more green, they close down. When they close the school for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, also there's no air at all. Mm-hmm. So when I had classes on Monday morning,
sweltering.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. It was rough. Yeah. But whatever.
Open a window.
Yeah. Well, but it was actually hotter outside, so
right.
Yeah. It was a hard to win situation for me. But here I am. I'm not taking summer classes. You, on the other hand, in just a little less than 2 months, a little more than a month, month and a half, or whatever, you're headed to a new school.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
I'm really excited. But September 1st is like really early to start. I'm kind of like, oh man, my summer's ending really soon. I'm going to Wayne State University.
And we are very proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You will follow through on the telecommunications. It'll be more of a media degree.
Well, I was going to do media arts and studies, but as everyone here knows, I finished the telecommunications program here, and I've also gone to a different broadcasting school.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that if I did the media arts and studies at Wayne State, it'd be a little redundant, and it would just kind of be like learning things over that I've already learned.
Right.
So maybe I'll do something completely different and maybe do like a broadcast journalism major or a public relations type thing. I don't have to declare my major right away.
That's
so
cool.
I'm just right now I'm going in the fall. I've got a full class load. I'm taking 5 classes and they're all going to be used to whatever it is I decide I want to end up ultimately doing. Yes, it will be something in the world of communications.
Cool.
So
good.
Whether it be film or radio or TV or whatever it is.
Yeah. I don't know.
We'll see. I like to write.
Well, not only that, but it'll give you an opportunity to try different things like you did here. You got to put your toe in the water on with certain subjects as far as video production. Mm-hmm. I think that was a little bit of that was new to you, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And neither you nor I had used Final Cut.
No.
The software that we use for film editing. So that was a great experience. And then I think that you learned way before I did that some of the things that we learn aren't always the same. I hate to use the word the real world, but
the world of broadcast, it's like you're taught something different at every institution that you go to learn something. Right. They teach you a different way to do it.
And then I think ultimately, as long as you have experience when you go to that, get that new job, they're going to train you on whatever it is they're using. We have, it feels like tangent day. Like we could just start talking about something and go off, but we do have a point here. This is Campus Connection, Lindsay and Dennis, July 13th, 2010. And, there's less going on than normal, but still things are going on.
Mm-hmm.
And in regard to the city of Dearborn, we did bring this subject up in the past. In fact, I think on our last show.
In June.
But I'm going to let you run with this a little bit. The AAUW, is that right?
You're right. AAUW. That's okay. The American Association of University Women. And they are doing the used book sale. Once again, this is a annual book sale. And this, I believe, is the 59th annual. Yeah, 59th annual used book sale. And we mentioned it, like I said, on our last show in June. Because that's when it started, was on June 1st, but it's going on through till August 31st, and it is going to be here at Henry Ford Community College.
Actually, is it, or is it at DISC?
Well, this is where you can donate your books.
Oh,
I'm sorry, I should have made that clear. You can come here to the Learning Resources Center building at Henry Ford Community College's mm-hmm. campus in room 125 and donate any books that you would like to have sold at the used book sale. They are taking novels, short stories, classics, instructional books, how-tos. I know, sure, you got a lot of those.
I would think they would take anything but
children's,
like an outdated textbook.
Well, that's exactly what they said. It says textbooks published after 2005.
Okay,
there you go.
You know, it's funny because they're
no encyclopedias. They are not taking those.
I found it. So. Well, that's becomes obsolete the next year.
Who has an encyclopedia? Do you? I mean, isn't like.
You know what's funny? We did. When I was a kid, we had a set.
Well, when you were a kid.
When I was a kid.
Come on now, Dennis.
Let me say. Hey, it wasn't that long ago. But when I was a kid, we had one. And my first computer, my very first like new computer that I bought, from a reputable, because I bought a couple from friends. Mm-hmm. And, you know, kind of like, you know, give me $100, you can have this. Well, I bought my first computer as a Gateway. And part of the software that came with it was
an encyclopedia.
A software of, yeah, an online, not a, it wasn't even online. It was like
no, it was
on a desk or whatever.
And I remember back in the day when they had those floppy disks you put in the computer.
It was so cool, though, because we had dial-up and you could upgrade it each year online.
Cool.
I don't know what happened. I stopped doing it after the first, you know, right. when both my kids decided they knew more than me, I was like, they don't even need this.
When you found out there are other things to do on the internet than update your encyclopedia.
Exactly. Meet friends and chat in California. Sure.
Right.
So what, this.
This is going on.
Till the 31st, I know.
Till the 31st, but the actual book sale is
September 8th or something.
Dennis, it's not on my sheet of paper.
It's
here.
On the next one.
Oh, it's on this. I think it is. It's going to be, because I'm going to find it. September 17th and the 19th at the Dearborn Ice Skating Center on Ford Road, just east of Greenfield, is where that is. And it is huge public use book sale, one of the biggest of its kind. September 17th and 19th, there are hours on here too, yes? Yes. 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. And yeah, Friday, then the hours change, 9 to 4 on Saturday. Basically, get there at 9.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to say. Get there at 9.
You'll be safe.
Right. Admission is free for a $15 fee on the first day only. That's one of those deals where you can like fill up a bag, I think.
That's like my favorite deal.
That's really cool.
And it's only the first day.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, that's the best day.
Yeah.
Obviously, it hasn't been picked through or whatever. Get there early.
I don't live too far from there. I will be there. Early.
Yeah, I used to live really close to there.
Actually, I don't know if I need any more books. My house is full of books. Yeah.
See, and I
come check stuff out at my house.
I know, but once you read it, you save it, obviously, like I do, or you pass it along if it's a good book, but don't you always want more?
Yeah, that is true, and I don't...
Well, here's what you're going to do. I mean, I'm not telling you what to do, but here's a suggestion. I think that maybe...
Here's what you're going
to
do.
Here's what you're going to... You have a month to go through the books that you have that you're not going to read. You can donate them, and then buy some new ones. Well, no, they'll be new to you.
Mm-hmm.
September 17th through the 19th to
genius.
Take this,
you know, so what would I do without you, Dennis?
That is why I get the big bucks. That is why.
That's why you're my friend.
Yeah, but no, that's a good idea. So go there. You can buy these books. I don't know what the price is for them. I would imagine they're...
Well, you can spend Saturday. I'm sorry. Now that I'm looking at this, Saturday is bag day. $8 for a bag or two bags for $15.
That's a great deal.
That's really cool. Most books cost $1 to $2. So, okay.
And
there
I can fit 15 to 20 books in two bags for sure.
Well, yeah. If you're getting all picture books, paperbacks.
Somebody thinks they're so funny. Listen, we're gonna take a non-commercial break. We do have things to go over.
It's been a while.
We're gonna talk a little bit about the Dearborn Farmer and Artisans Market that we not only the school but the station's a big part of, and we're going to make. Please just stay tuned. We'll come back right after this.
Hey, WHFR listeners, I'm Lindsay, and I want to invite you to play in the waves with me every other Saturday here on the station Making Waves. From 6 to 8, children of all ages, this includes you, the young at heart, can tune in and get down to the fun sounds of playing in the waves. So come play with me every other Saturday from 6 to 8 on the station Making Waves, WHFR Dearborn.
Run with me, have a little fun with me, stay out there.
And we're back. Is that right?
That's right.
All right. Lindsay was, this is Dennis, and I'm here with Lindsay. And she was just telling me that when we come out of a break, I have a tendency to say, and we're back.
We're back. And he asked if I wanted to say it, and I told him that he says it much better, and you do.
That's
and
not
it's
what
your
you
thing.
Said.
Yeah.
She's like, no, I don't want to sound silly.
I don't want to do that.
You do.
That's
it.
What you do.
You're used to sounding silly, Dennis. Before the break, we talked about the Dearborn Farmer and Artisans Market. And of course, I know you have some of the things there. Well, what I said that the school and the station take part in this, what I meant was, when was the first one? It was June.
June 4th, and Henry Ford Community College is the sponsor.
Yeah, we're the college is a sponsor. We have a presence there every single week.
Mm-hmm.
This is on Fridays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the parking lot behind the Bryant Branch Library on Michigan Avenue in West Dearborn, downtown West Dearborn. And as a station, we go down there every Friday, like between 10:30 and 11, and actually do a report. And I don't know. At first, I was like, why would we need to do a report from now there? A lot of cool stuff is going on.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of politicians, you know, city officials, community leaders are down there. Every week, there's people down there. In fact, when I get back to do the new WHFR Journal with Jay on Friday afternoons, the first thing he asked me, did you see any politicians? See anybody famous? I'm like, well, no, you know.
Well, there's over 30 vendors there weekly.
Yeah, but not politicians or famous.
Well, but the vendors could be.
No,
have,
question.
Like, the next best thing brewing up in there.
You're not kidding, man.
Yeah,
they have cool stuff. I don't want to go into too much detail. I mean, a lot of it does change week to week. So mm-hmm. when I saw the company selling, you know, whatever.
How about the lady, though? I want to ask you a quick question.
Okay.
Our last show, we talked about the farmer's market a little bit, and you mentioned the lady that had the jelly that you spread on meat before you put it on the grill.
She's there. She's awesome.
She is always there, because I'm going to go this Friday. I gotta see this.
I'm telling you.
I got to get some of this.
I'm going to call you. We're going to meet, and we'll do the report if you want together or whatever.
Yeah.
Because I have to do it on a cell phone, and it works so much better if you can put it on speakerphone. And as you know, I'm with one of the lower-end cell companies.
You want to use my cell phone?
What I'm saying is that last time the two cans and the piece of string didn't work as well as I thought they might.
No,
we might need a real cell.
That's not quite speaker.
And every single time, just as an aside, every time I go to do the report, the trucks start coming through and the planes start landing. I mean, it's just like amazing ambient sound. Yeah, of course. But so I was there on Friday, and I spoke with, you know, we did, and I know you have the information in front of you regarding the environmental things.
Oh, who was there?
Well, no, it was, I'll tell you, it was our vice president of finance, Marge Swan, and she's just fantastic. I just have a lot of extremely high regard for this lady, and she talked a little bit about the environmental things, but it wasn't our program.
No, HFCC features going green and renewable energy.
That's what we're doing as a school.
Yeah.
Not like what classes do we teach here for a career in environmental or green.
No, but what we're doing within the campus.
With the light bulbs and with turning the air off.
I mean,
that is a green thing to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was warm. Okay, I'm not going to lie.
It's summertime, though.
I sort of was complaining, but you know, when I think about the reason why and the positive, the benefits,
mm-hmm.
no, I won't complain anymore. Seriously.
Yeah.
But she was talking about some different things. In fact, I did my report from there with my phone, with my tin cans and string. And I couldn't hear her because of the overhead plane. I wasn't kidding. There was a lot of stuff going on that wasn't related to the market or my conversation with Ms. Swan. But apparently she just talked about what we're doing, everything that she just did, a whole thing. So if you get a chance, I guess the point of this is
it's podcasted.
It's a podcast. So please go back and listen. Yeah. Thank you so much.
I'm going to just go listen to all the ambient sound.
Yeah. The date was the 9th of
June.
Of June.
No, July. Yesterday. Well, wait, no.
You know what else?
We're not supposed to do this. And we can't talk about yesterday and tomorrow and all that because this show is pre-recorded.
I didn't know that.
And yeah. So when people are listening to this, you are listening to this. It is Tuesday, July 13th. Do not be confused. Me and Dennis are here and it is not. We are pre-recording this.
God, you know, it looks like it might snow. I'm just kidding. Anyway, so when I did the report, Ms. Swan was talking about the things that we're doing at the college specifically. But to let you know, I mean, our culinary arts program was down there giving away food.
Nice.
A couple weeks ago.
Jeez.
Yeah. Every single week, there's a different restaurant there, or different, like, the culinary arts program, of course, is the 5101 restaurant, but there's a different restaurant giving away samples.
Cool.
And I'm not afraid to bring a fake mustache or whatever, get right back in line and get more. You know, I'm not. I'll bring, like, glasses and a fake nose.
I'm just going to bring my kid and just be like, she's hungry.
She's very hungry.
She's really, really hungry.
She hasn't eaten since, what time is it?
She's a really good actor.
Oh, yeah, I'll bet.
Yeah, she's good.
I know her mom.
Put on that face, and she knows right away what to do.
But
Henry Ford Community College has a different department at the farmers market every week.
Every week, there's a different thing. Like for next week, and you have that in front of you. I believe it's the screening.
Yeah, HFCC is going to be preparing smoothies. And Oakwood Hospital will offer free blood pressure screenings. When it says Oakwood Hospital is offering the free blood pressure screenings, I believe that a lot of the people that are going to be doing the blood pressure are nursing students that do clinicals within Oakwood Hospital.
That's possible. I don't want to speak of that because the first week we were down there, when they did open, Oakwood was there, representatives from Oakwood. But from the information that we have about this, we're actually going to have our nursing students will be doing these screenings. Mm-hmm. So
and we have a wonderful nursing program here at Henry.
I was going to say, either way you win.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. The food, the free screenings, they do other things for the kids. You were talking about something else that's coming up, a bat house.
Yeah, they do all kinds of. Where was that? That's in the sheet that you had over there. But they're doing a bat house demonstration. Yeah, bat house construction demonstration. You've never seen a bat house before.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
They're really
less than no idea.
I'm going to do my best description over radio right now.
All right. Theater of the
mind. It's like a really skinny, skinny box, like long, kind of like a long bird feeder looking thing.
Okay.
And it's a skinny box, though.
Like almost like a chimney?
It's more, God, this is bad radio.
It's still early. Yeah, you wait.
Wow. Nice. It's hard for me to describe. It's like a slate box. There you go. Slate. Does that make it a little bit more easy? Not like as narrow as a chimney.
Okay.
More wider. Like here I am describing to Dennis with my arms.
And yeah.
I'm sorry, you can't see. But
oh, you guys, if you could see her right now, you'd know exactly what she's talking
about. Close your eyes and think really hard about what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's like a slate box. And I've only seen one. My friend had one in his backyard. And they're super cool, and they do attract the bats, and the bats eat the mosquitoes and eat bugs, and they're good things to have around. And I'm not afraid of bats. I think they're really cool. A lot of people don't like bats.
I think they're cool too.
Yeah. Well, I just was up, I did my little up north excursion and was up there forever doing northern exposure. And wow, there's a lot of bats up there this year. Like more so, you could hear them. Like you're sitting outside and it's like squeaky sounds coming from the sky. It's a little trippy at first. You're like, whoa.
What does the house do though?
The house will draws them to your yard. It will be, if you want bats coming around your neighborhood, around your back porch swing.
And they'll hang out in that thing?
Yeah, but you put it up high. It's not like down low because you don't want bats flying around your head. It's up in a tree. My friend's house is way up in a tree.
You know, I didn't make the connection. You're saying it's a birdhouse for bats.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I should have said that all along.
That's fine. And you know what? And I don't think we should edit this. I think we should just go for this too. But so how big is it? Tall? 2 feet, 3 feet, 12 feet?
The one that I've seen has been up in a giant tree and I've been way down, little person on the ground.
I see.
So I kind of, always.
So it looks pretty tall.
It's always
you.
Really cool looking. The one that I am just really intrigued by, this bat house in my friend's yard.
Yeah.
And it's more so his neighbors, but they share the tree.
That is
deal.
Really cool.
But yeah, it's really neat. And I think bats are cool, and the mosquitoes are so bad this year.
Right.
The bugs are terrible this year.
And bats eat them, don't they?
Yes.
That's so
cool. So having a bat around could be your savior to your backyard.
Yeah, and if you have garlic and stuff, you don't have to worry about any of the
you
other
You don't have to worry
stuff.
About getting, yeah.
Your blood sucked out. Yeah, yeah, good, good. Because, I don't
watch. Vampires are real hot right now, too, though. I wouldn't mind having. Never mind. Never mind. That's not appropriate.
No. Anyway, back to some of the other things that are going on here. There was another word that you said that I had not heard of.
And I said
it was
another word that you haven't heard. But we both don't know what that is, and it's not fair to tell our listeners. But maybe somebody would know what a medusa zoza. But medusa, so medusozoas.
Right.
Yeah, medusozas. And it's a children's activity, and here
you're doing,
I am.
You'll clean it up.
Yeah, here I am. I'm like the host of the children's radio program here at WHFR, and I don't know of this special children's activity called making medusas. And it says, "Wonder what they are? Visit the front of the library."
Cena, that's
so we got to visit the front of the library.
Well, that's what we're gonna do Friday.
The Bryant Branch Library, next to Buddy's Pizza on Michigan Avenue.
Well, that, and I think that is a very realistic goal for our next show, to come in with that one answer.
What a medusa.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because you know what? If you're going to throw something out there and you already don't have the answer, at least, promise.
Definitely. And if you listening know what it is, shoot me and Dennis an email.
Absolutely.
And I would like to take part in this children's activity, making medusa.
Yeah.
So let's do it. We could film Campus Connection, me and Dennis making Mudozas.
And then figure out a way to have people see it on the website.
We could even figure out a way to say it.
Yeah. Wow. No, that's the first order of business.
There's no phonetic spelling here.
We're going to take a non-commercial break here, and we'll be back. There's a couple more things I want to go over about the farm market, though.
What do you want to go about?
Actually, we'll wrap it up. We have to take this break, so we'll wrap those things up. We have a couple more things to go over in general. So
wonderful.
Yeah, stay tuned. Right. We'll be back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's showtime.
That's right. It's showtime. Every Monday from 2 to 4 p.m. for Big Band with Dan on WHFR 89.3 FM. Tune in each and every week for the best of the big bands. Only on WHFR.FM, the station making waves.
And we're back.
We're what, Lindsay?
How was that?
That was.
We are back. This is the HFCC Campus Connection with Lindsay and Dennis.
That was perfect. All right. Holy cow.
Great. Was that good?
Yeah. Don't ever do that again. Well, I need to do something right here. Yeah, no, don't. That'll open up a whole new bunch of jokes. Okay. We took the break. I didn't really want to talk about the farmer and artisans market too much more. I just wanted to just kind of like clarify. Tie up a couple things. Yeah. And clarify. It does go on all the way till October 29th. I mean, so this goes on through what I would consider like the harvest season or whatever, mm-hmm. right? End of October, 8 to 1 every day. There's complimentary wagons. This is kind of cool. If you happen to purchase more than you can carry, you can borrow one of the complimentary wagons. Market volunteers are there to help you.
That's more than really cool. That's super.
It gets better.
I'm like trying to find a word for it. That's really
dogs
neat.
Are welcome to the market. This really? Is a big deal to me because I love taking my dog places. Wiley. Yeah.
Well, all my friends have dogs except for me, and they can never go anywhere because it's like, oh, I got to bring my dog.
Well, they can as long as they're leashed and friendly. Nice. Right? And complimentary water bowls are located near the children's activities.
How sweet.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
That's really cool.
One more thing. Well, there's actually two more things, but our Find the Banana contest is ongoing. All hours, the market is open. Find the banana and win a prize. Oh. I did not know about this. I seriously did. Find the banana. That's kind of neat, right?
That's fun.
Okay, so parking, another thing. You know, if you're, I was there for less than a half hour and I parked in one of the actual lots, not on the street with the meters, mm-hmm. but in the actual lots. Less than a half hour doesn't cost you anything. So if you know, like if you've been there already and you know that.
You're just going to pick up a few produce.
Whatever. Whatever it is. Sure.
The jelly lady.
Well, let me tell you something. You can see a lot in a half hour too.
Oh yeah.
You know, you can't probably get as many free samples of food as you'd like, you know, as I would like anyway.
Yeah. I'm going to be there.
But it's 50 cents an hour. This says parking
50 cents
is
a half hour, isn't it? Or no, it's an hour. It's an hour. Okay. You're right.
But this says parking is available directly behind the market off Garrison Street for $1 until 1 o'clock. So you can go there for the entire, from 8 to 1 or whatever, and then it's $1. So that's pretty cool. And save the earth and buy one of their American-made 100% cotton canvas market bags for only $7.
Nice.
I'm all about recycling now. Mm-hmm. So that's it. I think that's it. Look for us on Facebook. Yeah. I just want to make sure we covered it because there's actually probably a lot more that we're missing, but we'll encourage people to go down there on Friday.
They have a Facebook?
Yeah, it says look for us on Facebook.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I will. But that is cool. Henry Ford is a big part of the
big sponsor.
Big sponsor, as well as our radio station. We do our reports every Friday. But we have something, an event coming up in just a few short days. Actually,
this coming weekend,
that WHFR is a real major part of. What is that, Lindsay?
The Concert of Colors. It's Metro Detroit's 18th annual Diversity Festival. And it is going on at the Max Free.
Well,
I just wanted to spit that out real fast.
Yeah, I guess.
The Max on Fisher Building.
What is this going to cost us, Lindsay?
It's free. There we go. It's totally free. And it is like family friendly, grown-up friendly, whatever, people friendly.
Oh, yeah.
All people friendly. Everyone is encouraged to come to this.
And there is something for everybody at this thing.
Definitely something for everyone.
Well, the Concert of Colors, Lindsay made a point that it's been going on for 18 years, but she seems to remember it. Actually, it's been at the Max M. Fisher Building for less than that time, mm-hmm. because she and I both remember it being outdoors at one point.
It was at a park. I want to say Shane Park, but I could be wrong.
That's what I remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if maybe it wasn't, but I'm sure you could go down to the Max M. Fisher to the Concert of Colors and find out for yourself.
And it really doesn't even matter because where it was.
It doesn't matter because now it's much bigger. It's grown in size. It's huge. Some of the headliners, just to name a couple, Mavis Staples, the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, of course, with Simon Shaheen, Bill Miller.
Sure.
And I believe Southwest Detroit Latin Super Session, Calvin Cook. And then there's the All-Star Review artists.
Yeah, this is
this is the Don Was Detroit All-Star Review.
Don Was is a Detroiter. He's been playing and making music in Detroit for a long, long time. So he put together the Detroit All-Star Review. And you said you know one of the...
In Gray. I do. I know them. They're really cool. They're a rock band.
Yeah.
They're rock. And they're really cool people, very friendly guy and a girl, and I used to work with one of them. So they're really neat. Also in that lineup of the All-Star Review artists is Alberta Adams, Dennis Coffey, Marshall Crenshaw.
No kidding.
Nice.
That's a Detroit product,
yeah,
too. Actually,
yeah.
I think like the east side somewhere.
Yeah. Sun Messengers. I don't know them, but they sound really cool.
I know them really, really, really well.
Do you?
I used to work at a restaurant. And they performed on our patio jazz.
Oh,
they would
sweet.
Always open and close the season.
They're jazz then?
Is they that are, what? But they're... But they're
like a jazz fusion maybe?
Kind of. And it's funny because I've seen them in different versions. When they're full out, I mean, they're the horns and the... And,
sweet.
You know, there's 12 people playing.
Cool.
Yeah. But, and I've seen scaled down versions. But
oh,
they are,
I didn't even know you knew who they were.
Oh, they are. Lindsay, they are amazing. Name. They are amazing, and they're really, really, really good.
Cool.
And they've been playing this area for a long time.
How about the Satin Peaches? Do you know them?
I've not heard them, but do you know that
they have a cool name too?
They are going to be this Thursday on the Motor City Live.
Wonderful! Right here at WHFR.
Yeah.
Thursday, 5 o'clock. Live drive at 5.
Yeah. I just want to make sure I got the right date. July 15th, Satin Peaches.
All right. Yeah, that's this Thursday.
And then beyond that, the next one after that for the Motor Live Drive at 5, their summer schedule includes Funky Natives of the New Dawn on July 22nd. So, yeah, I just wanted to throw that out there. I didn't mean to get away from Concert of Colors, but
if we're having one of the performers from the Concert of Colors here in the studio at WHFR, then we definitely need to put a plug in there for the live drive at 5.
Well,
awesome.
Yeah. Plus, I love what those guys are doing. So Saturday on this Thursday, Satin Peaches, and then Satin Peaches will be performing at Concert of Colors.
Well, I'll definitely check them out on the live drive then, and then be really excited to see them live.
I know. I'm thinking about being here.
There's another one, Outrageous Cherry. They have a cool name too. There's a bazillion bands.
Yeah.
I mean, we could probably take up
bands too.
We could take a lot of fruity people.
Well, I don't know about that, but they're definitely and then, you know, we have the Hide the Banana game over here at the farm market.
Getting distracted.
All right.
Also going on, there are plenty of kids activities, multicultural food and merchandise vendors, outdoor picnic area with music outside too, which I love music outside. Nothing beats music outside in my world of happiness
and
dancing.
With you. Absolutely.
I love going outside.
Now, remember what we're doing here. We're going to be in the lobby of the Max M. Fisher.
WHFR.
WHFR. Which
includes Dennis and myself.
And I'll be there for almost the entire 2 days, the Saturday and Sunday.
I was signed up for an hour, but something's telling me I'm going to be there
longer. And isn't that how it always works?
But we're
also broadcasting, and we're going to have people inside next to the diversity stage.
That's right.
And we're actually going to be broadcasting this music. So if you can't make it down there, just tune in to WHFR 89.3 WHFR.fm on the internet.
Yes.
That's where I listen. I always listen online, so yeah. I always forget the 89.3. But
89.3 FM.
We will be broadcasting, so you can check it out. Now, remember, this is, just so you know, this is Saturday, the 17th of July, Sunday the 18th, and that's at the Max M. Fisher.
The 18th, they will be having a farmer's market down there as well. And it's only for the 18th only.
And that's
the Concert of Colors.
For the concert, is it not?
It does not say on here. It just says Farmers Market, July 18th only.
Okay.
So it's probably ongoing during the concert because the concert itself goes on. Isn't it like a...
It's like 4 to 10, I think.
Doors are at 2 on Saturday and Sunday.
Right.
2 to till whenever your heart desires.
Well, when's the last person play?
The last person plays at 9? So that can't be right. Yeah, yeah, 9 hours, they'll probably play like an hour and a half set. Actually, 9:30 on these nights. Friday and Saturday, 9:30. Sunday, 9 o'clock is the last set.
Okay.
And they'll probably play, I would assume, an hour, hour and a half, 2 hour set. Right?
I don't think so. Yeah. Well, I mean, to get all of this music in, they have to, obviously, everybody has to consolidate a little bit. But so, yeah, doors are at 2. I think the first, when does the first act go on Saturday? 4 o'clock, I thought. Something
4 o'clock.
Yeah. Now, remember, we haven't even talked about, there is free fun stuff on Friday also at the DIA.
Mm-hmm.
We're not, WHFR is not a part of that. We're not broadcasting that, but you can see.
The Detroit Symphony Orchestra is at 5 p.m. on the 16th. That's Friday. And then at 7 is the, I should know how to say this. I'm embarrassed. Tlen Husiani?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
But the best is after that.
I've saved the best for last. Always. 9:30 is Dracula and it's going to be in Spanish with English subtitles.
That
I love that.
Rocks.
That's like awesome.
I'm sorry if it's not cool. Absolutely awesome. Oh, it'll fine. Be hysterical.
Dennis, let's go see it together.
I'm telling you, I'm going. All right. Friday.
Cool.
Yes.
Friday. Dracula in Spanish.
I love the DIA.
This is
too.
So cool. The DIA is awesome.
And this is all free. Every single thing we've talked about for the last, I don't know.
Anything me and Dennis ever talk about is free. Okay, just to get that out there.
Yeah.
Right.
Kind of.
Well,
there's things that cost money, but
there's more of a donational type things that we speak of.
Right. But if you like to clarify Lindsay's point, if you go to the Dearborn Farmers Market, it's not like if you buy something, you buy something, but to be there,
obvious.
It's free. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I just want to, because so many things, you're right. I never even thought about that.
Well,
that we're all about free and food.
For sure. Free and food.
Free food. Those
free food.
Those two words together. Are you kidding?
Oh, they're. Oh,
that's so funny.
Oh,
So yeah, so no, this is Saturday. It's the Maxim Fisher. I have an address. That's why I was going to.
I do too.
What's yours?
You want to do it at the same time?
Yeah.
3711 Woodward.
There it is. That's
that
in Detroit.
Nice. Maxim Fisher Music Center on Woodward.
Yeah.
Doors are at 2 Saturday and Sunday. Also on Friday though, there's plenty going on at the Detroit Institute of Arts. On Saturday, there's going to be diversity games are only on that day. I do not know exactly what diversity games are, but my guess is it's pretty diverse and fun.
Well, if it's a game,
it's
a
game, and it's, yeah,
you know, diversity games. I wonder if that's like, well, dueling pianos, like,
you know, I kind of left out an acronym.
Did you?
DHS diversity games. DHS
Department of Human Services.
Yeah, they probably would just assume that we all know that. I don't know. Well, even on the sponsors here, nothing looks like it would be DHS.
Okay.
Nope. So
come down there to see.
To you out there listening, yeah, figure it out. And I don't believe it's Dearborn High School.
No, I don't. Somebody don't think so either.
Yeah. DHS Diversity Games, this day only, that is Saturday, July 17th. And then Farmer's Market is on Sunday only.
Right.
So
if you're going down there
for both.
Those. Absolutely. But if you're only going down there for those particular events, make sure you get in on the right day. As we said, WHFR, our whole staff will be down there. Some of us more than others.
I want to make a suggestion for people to really try to see is the Zaptoro. It's a Brazilian funk and jazz band.
Really?
Super cool.
Really?
I just realized that they're on there. They're neat. I like them.
I think this is going to be one of those things. You get there early and you stay late. You know? And if there's all these other things to do with family, the family environment, I don't know.
Friday events at the Detroit Institute of Arts at 7 p.m., the Tlen Husiani word that I couldn't say. It's a Mexican folk band. So that could be fun, too.
Right before
Spanish Dracula.
Kind of get you in the mood?
Totally get you in the mood. Mm-hmm. Oh, I am pumped. I'm ready for Friday.
Right.
What day is it today? Tuesday?
Sure. As far as our listeners know.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? We have to take a break. I went over
again?
Here.
Again?
Yeah, I know. I know. But you know, we covered Concert of Colors.
Non-commercial commercials are important.
Yeah. And we have there's another music event that we want to talk about because we have tickets here.
Here Lindsay at WHFR.
Lindsay and I are not giving them away, but we'll figure out ways to tell you how to get your hands on them because I think we had 30 pair.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
30
wow.
tickets or 50?
Where are they?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go get
anyway,
one.
We have a lot. So we'll talk about that. We'll be right back after this non-commercial break. Please stay tuned.
This is an official station of the MAEB. The Michigan Association of Educational Broadcasters was formed in 1977 to support your local high school and college radio stations. These stations serve the community and create alternative programming. But most importantly, they discover and train the next generation of broadcasters. For more information on the MAEB and its affiliates, visit www.maeb.org.
Hey, Lindsay.
We're back.
We're back. Yeah, we're definitely back. This is Campus Connection with Lindsay and Dennis, the second Tuesday of every month, 1 to 2 p.m. I can't think of anything else. We are here. We are the ambassadors for Henry Ford Community College. What we basically talk about are things about the college, about the radio station, but about the college too, and how it relates to the outside communities, the surrounding communities. We talk about the things that are going on here, most of them free, if they cost anything at all. It's very little. We had a planetarium here, and they're not doing it in the spring. I shouldn't even talk about it. But we have a lot of things that are family-friendly things going on at the college. So that's what you second Tuesday of the month, you can listen to us, and we will bring you up to speed on all these different things. One of the things now we're talking about, has really nothing to do with the college or the radio station, except that there's a price tag on this. This isn't one of those free ones, but we will make it free for certain listeners.
Definitely.
And what I'm saying is we're giving away tickets. And Lindsay, you have that in front of you. This is this whole thing to me just reeks of
coolness.
Coolness, but also I can't get Woodstock out of my head. Does that come into your head at all?
Yeah, sure.
Well,
the camping,
and the music. Totally. And
it's a cool festival. It's a grassroots music festival, music and arts festival.
Okay.
And
what's it called? The Land of...
Land of Nod.
N-O-D or Nod. I'm wondering if
this... And it's the Land of Nod Experiment.
Yeah. That's the part that really is
cool.
That's
the full part. And one of the really cool things about this festival that I think... oh, there goes your chair again. Dennis has fallen down to the ground.
Well, I just put on so much weight this weekend.
Oh, jeez. No, I'm so distracted.
I'm sorry. Land of Nod.
Land of Nod Experiment.
Experiment.
I was going to say, there are, you know, there's all kinds of music festivals that go on. And we have quite a few. We have a few in Michigan that are pretty cool. But a lot of them focus on music because they're music festivals and camping and doing all that cool stuff. One of the things that's really unique about Land of Nod is there's going to be an artist village, which showcases works by original artists from far and wide, it says. And there's going to be, this is neat, a Fringe Forest. Just sounds cool, right? Fringe Forest is going to feature theatrical, Americana, and multidisciplinary art forms through the boundaries of the Fringe. Neat.
That is really cool.
Doesn't that sound cool? And there's also going to be an electronic tent that will showcase pioneers and innovators of the genre of electronic music, which we play a lot of here at WHFR.
Absolutely. No, this Fringe thing has me... That's
isn't
really...
the Fringe... Yeah, Fringe thing seems really neat.
You know what I would do? I would create a bat house on the Fringe.
Yeah, there you
go.
Sorry,
I can't get bat house out of my head. No, but seriously...
The theatrical, Americana, and multidisciplinary art forms... through the boundaries of the Fringe.
And those terms, they mean something to me, but I'm wondering if they mean the right thing. You know what I mean? It's like, because I wouldn't put some of those together. I mean, whatever. I'm looking forward to it.
It just sounds totally cool.
It does.
It's going on July 23rd, 24th, 25th in Jackson, Michigan. Right. So yeah, it's not right in your backyard, but it's close enough. It's around the corner.
It's close enough that you can, you're an hour and a half, 2 hours?
Yeah.
But you can still say, you know, I can do it. It's a day trip for sure.
It's and it's small. It's going to be...
That's the part I like, is it under 10,000 people?
Less than 10,000 people for camping, dancing, and exploring the arts. And the secluded site surrounded by the majestic oak trees. Doesn't sound fun?
It does.
It does sound like a lot of fun.
We're gonna go.
Yeah. And if you want to go, listen to WHFR. Various DJs, I cannot give you an exact show because so many of our shows are going to be giving out one day only tickets. They're not going to be having camping passes.
No. This is just for the day.
Day only. So either you're going to get a Friday, a Saturday, or a Sunday.
But we're giving away. These are free tickets for that day.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm looking at one right now. It's for a Friday.
Yeah, for the Friday.
But don't call because me and Dennis are pre-recording the show and we will not answer the phone because we are not really here right now.
You can call, but we won't. We're not
really going to answer.
And I don't know if Alex will answer.
Yeah.
But my point, that was me, but my point is that most, if not all, of the DJs are giving these away. So listen, they either had 30 tickets or 30 pairs. So either 15 pair or 30 pair. It was a lot of tickets.
Either way, that's a decent amount.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. And your chances of getting one is pretty high.
Yeah,
so
it's less than 2 weeks away. So yeah, they'll be playing it all week.
3-1-3-845-9676. Next show on, probably, maybe. Keep on listening all day long. Just keep on listening.
And it is, they have the must play thing there. So every DJ is talking about this.
Yes.
So we'll see what happens there.
I want to say something real quick about the history of what it's taken to put this Land of Nod experiment together. Dan Sheridan and Jason Reed Our two guys have been working around the clock for 2 years to bring this event to the area. So it's been a lot of work. A lot goes into making this happen.
Right.
They both have a lot of experience in event production and stuff, and doing sets and gathering large people. Large people.
Well, that's why they can only have less than 10,000. Yeah. Everybody's overweight.
But So 32. I mean, they have a lot of experience, and 2 years they've been trying to get this together. And that brings me to say, what an amazing lineup they have.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, you kind of see if our listeners haven't gathered by now. You and I each have our own like forte, our areas of focus or whatever.
We do.
Lindsay is always on top of almost every musical thing. Seriously.
Well, thank you. That's a compliment.
I meant that as a compliment.
Well, thanks. Because
I like tune into you.
I pride myself in my musical.
It's not a coincidence we do show prep that you.
Right.
I don't think you're hogging them. I hand them to you. Right. So, you know. But anyway, the point is that she knows her music really well. And one of the things we were talking about during our break was the fact that one of the bands actually, can we talk about the Ragbirds? Because I know you were going to bring it up anyway.
Well, they're going to be there. We can talk about the Ragbirds. Okay. They're a Michigan kind of band, and they're really cool. Chick singer.
When you say Michigan kind of band, you said they may have come, their origins may be elsewhere, but they kind of formed here.
Well, they are a Michigan band. They have a lot of songs about, there's this one Ypsilanti song is what it's called.
Are you serious?
It is such a cool song. I love it.
Nothing rhymes with Ypsilanti.
Oh, it's a good song, Dennis. Yeah.
Really?
It's a good song. Yeah.
Is it as
I was going to play it on Playing in the Waves, but it's not really kid friendly.
It's not like Christmas in Michigan, is it?
No. I forgot about that one.
That's a good one. Favorite song.
Yeah. Time to have our favorite dish again.
It's Christmas in Michigan. Can't wait to go fish again.
Yeah. Oh, I'm ready for Christmas now. Yeah. Thanks, Dennis.
You're welcome. As we sit here all sunburned.
Right.
But the Ragbirds.
They're going to be at Land of Not Experiment. And I've seen them a number of times. I'm going to a few other music festivals this summer, and they will be performing there. So I'm really excited that they're on this lineup as well as many others that go on in and around the area. They're cool. What really, really gets me about them is the drum. They do some really cool hand drumming, different African hand drum, the djembe. And I was at a festival not too long ago, and they just blew my mind with the drumming session that they did. It was really, really cool. Like, at first, I didn't even realize they were on. And I'm, like, off doing whatever, talking to whoever, and I'm like, whoa, did you hear that?
You're at a concert?
Yeah.
Just talking to somebody?
Just talking to somebody. Really, isn't that just off the wall crazy?
No, it's kind of rude, isn't it? I mean, they're playing their music, and you're...
It was an ensemble of musicians. It was a lot of different bands.
So in that environment, it wasn't rude talking to somebody.
Not at all.
It was encouraged.
It's never rude to talk to somebody at a concert, Dennis.
All right.
It is encouraged to talk to people at concerts.
Really?
I met some of the best people that I've ever met at concerts.
Oh, no, I understand. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But when you're at, like, Joe Louis Arena on main floor and,
you know, that's why I don't go there.
That's a little different. Okay. And those... No, you're right, though.
But in, like, the bar atmosphere or outdoor venues and stuff, which is where I prefer to go.
Absolutely.
I don't like big amphitheaters. I get really weirded out being in the palace or something. I don't like it.
I agree.
I feel very uncomfortable.
But outdoors works.
It's not my kind of scene. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Well, that's what you said a little bit earlier. Outdoors and music tend to go together really well. I agree.
Yes.
I agree. Especially an environment like this where, I don't know, you throw the word camping in, that changes the whole dynamic of a concert.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Again. I want to say again, other people that are headlining, just because it's really cool. Of Montreal is one of the big headliners, I think the main headliner on there. Trombone Shorty and the Orleans Avenue. You know, New Orleans is like close to my heart always, and
absolutely.
I love New Orleans, and they are cool. They are they're definitely New Orleans. They're a horn kind of band, funk kind of deal. They're cool. So check them out if you go and if you get tickets here from WHFR. And if not, go anyway.
Well, that's a really good point. What you just said, we don't encourage. We just got done talking about how many things that we
go to for free.
And we talk about on the show
for free.
And this is not one of those things, but we give you the ability to go for free.
Yeah.
So we're not encouraging people to go and spend money. You don't
have. The school is not sponsoring Land of Not Experience.
They have nothing to do with this at all. Except,
and neither does the state station, aside from the fact that we have an abundance of tickets to give away to our listeners.
You know how appreciative I am of that? And kudos to the organizers to think of us, and I'm sure other stations.
Yeah, Dan Sheridan, New Moon, in parentheses it says there, and then Jason Reed, Dark Course.
No, New Moon is NOOMOON, correct?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, No Moon.
I'm not sure.
Because you look at it and automatically I say New Moon and think NOO is new. I don't know why. Because maybe because moo And new.
That's what I'm thinking. A new moon makes sense. But
plus, I've been in the sun all day, so I don't know.
Before we go to this non-commercial break, can we give them a website to check out? Because this is off of the About
section. We sure can.
Section.
Shoot.
It's at the very, very, very top.
Very, very, very top.
And I think it's just newmoonlandofnod.com.
Yes, think. You are right. You are right. You're right.
So it's
www.noomoon, new moon, no moon, however you would say that, land of nod, all one word, this is all connected.com.
So newmoonlandofnod.com.
But it's not. It's just confusing when we say new moon because you would spell it
right.
N-E-W. So it's no with no.
N-O-O.
Yeah, with
M-O-O.
With an extra O.
You got it.
N-O-O-M-O-O-N. Yeah. Check it out.
Check it out. Because, I mean,
and if you're having problems understanding this website that we are giving you, you can call and ask any of the DJs here at WHFR, and they will be able to tell you over the phone what the website is, because it's on the flyer that we have in our Studio A. And
yeah.
It's, you know.
So if you do 845-9676, option one.
Gets you into the studio.
They're not on the air.
DJ will help you out if you have any questions about this.
And if you Google Land of Nod, that brings it up too.
I would also like to point out that the natives of the New Dawn are going to be performing at this Land of Nod experiment. And they are also going to be on the Motor Live Drive at 5 on July
the 22nd.
22nd.
You are brilliant.
Yes.
You made the connection trying to... Seriously. So let's give it up for the live.
Yeah,
the,
Margaret and Roger, Mr.
Awesome.
White... They really throw it together, and they're not just talking about what. Well, wait, well, hold on. I'm going to get it right. Do you know they're saying this is their thing. This is their
slogan.
We're not just talking about local music. We're doing it. What is it? Oh my God.
I don't know.
I hear their promo all the time, and I play it all the time on my show because I really like Motor Live Drive. We're not just talking about local music. We're doing it. Supporting local musicians. We're not just talking about supporting local musicians. We're doing it. And that's how Margaret says it. And it's great.
So
and I love it.
Friday the 15th, 2 days from when you're listening to our voices, 5 o'clock, check out the Satin Peaches. And then there'll be a concert of colors the coming weekend. And then the following week, you have, what is it, Natives of the New Dawn.
And then
the next day, or 2 days later, they'll be at the Land of Nod.
Well, would it be wrong of me to say that if you were listening to the Motor Live Drive at 5 that Thursday that the Natives of the New Dawn are playing, that Margaret would most likely be giving out some tickets to Land of Nod experience?
I don't think
maybe?
It's wrong for you to say that, and I think it's appropriate for us to plant that seed in the ear of the...
It is getting kind of close to when the festival will be going on, though, so
yeah.
Our tickets may have ran out.
Well, there's also another issue, too, is that we're not sure if we give these away early enough, we can, in fact, mail them out in time, as opposed to forcing people to come up to the station to get them. So,
right.
Yeah, we're still working on that dynamic. We just got these tickets.
Yeah,
seriously.
This is fresh, new stuff from Lindsay and Dennis.
From Lindsay and Dennis.
To you.
And we will be back. Please stay tuned. We'll be back after this non-commercial break with more Campus Connection with Lindsay and Dennis.
You might not even know it yet, but you like nerdy music. I can prove it to you every single Saturday from 8 to midnight on The Jump Button. Fans of hip-hop, rock, electronic, classical, jazz, and more will find something they like, I guarantee it. So tune in Saturdays 8 to midnight right here on WHFR.FM for The Jump Button with me, Rob with 2 B's, and a whole gallery full of peanuts. You'll like it. Seriously.
We're back. This is the Campus Connection with Lindsay and Dennis. And we're kind of in the stretch here. We talked about a lot of things today. Actually, Lindsay, you know, when I looked over and we were doing show prep and I was looking over, because it's summer term, there's not a lot going on at the school. There's really not. But there's a lot going on with the station and things that we're involved in kind of like, peripherally? Yeah. Indirectly?
It sounds good.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
All right.
Good job, Dennis.
You'll learn that next year at Wayne. No, I'm just kidding. but because we only have a few minutes, there are two things that we really, really want to talk about. And one of them is, in fact, this wonderful college where I'll still be. And I know that I'm now firmly in Lindsay's rearview mirror.
Well, you're just following in my footsteps. You can do your tenure here. I did it.
10 years? Wow. I got a heck of a start.
Well...
Okay. Well, actually, before that, I think I might want to...
talk about this one?
Well, actually follow through on this.
To know what's going on.
Yeah, I want to know what's going on with this, too, because that I may be able to avoid those last 5 years of college if I can get a job.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I should come back.
Okay, well.
HFCC is conducting free interviewing workshops. It's the 101 workshop. It's going on July 21st. This is very soon because, that's next week.
It's a week from Wednesday. Yeah.
What? That's going to be your birthday.
It's going to be.
Oh, happy every birthday, year. Dennis. Thank you. Go learn how to do interviewing.
For my birthday?
For your birthday.
What do you want for your birthday? I want a job.
Well, and it's free. So what better than to have a free job? I'm going to call you and say, Dennis, I got a present for you. Let's go meet at the school.
Oh, I just...
We can meet here.
Let me tell you how that conversation is going to go.
Yeah. Well, actually, we're not meeting here. It's the Michigan Technical Education Center we will be meeting at. Located at 3601 Schaefer in Dearborn.
That's the MTEC building, yes?
Well, Michigan Technical Education Center is what I said.
Okay. Well...
Yes, it's the MTEC building.
But it also... You know what? I didn't know this. I drove by there, and it does say Henry Ford Community College...
Really?
Campus there. And I didn't know that.
Fabulous.
And I've had a couple people say, well, how will I know it's the school?
I don't get to that side of town very often, even though I live there.
Well, first of all, MTEC is very, you can't miss that.
Yeah.
That sign. And then it does say, in fact, Henry Ford Community College. So we'll be fine.
It's as a community service, Henry Ford Community College is presenting free interviewing 101 workshop on Wednesday, July 21st from 2 to 3:30. This is a quick little workshop. Hour and a half.
Okay.
So I would assume that maybe those attending will learn how to prepare for a successful job interview. This, I don't believe they're going to be going through resume skills depth that they go on here with our job placement. With Chad Austin.
Chad Austin. We love Chad Austin.
We do. We really do. And I don't think they will go over your resume that well with you, but they are going to help you prepare for a job interview.
So it's more of these are the kind of questions you can expect them to ask.
These are
some answers that maybe you should have prepared.
It's like a mock interview type deal.
I would think so. Role playing.
You know, attire, what to wear. There's always that.
Huge.
And you wouldn't think, you know, it seems so basic. It's so easy to be like, oh, I'm just going to put on my, you know, jacket and tie or whatever. And whenever I go to an interview, I have my normal interview outfit that I normally wear. But it seems like every time I put it on, I feel like there's something wrong with it. Either, you know, like... I had that business class that I took here a while ago.
And remember you had swordfish.
Yeah. We had to do our mock like luncheon thing. And I wore a white skirt. It's a peasant skirt. And it's kind of... Okay. It would be classified as a hippie skirt is what most people would call it. And I didn't know if it would be real suitable for like going on a job interview.
So your point is that you liked this. You were comfortable in it.
Yeah.
But you didn't know.
But I didn't know
if it would look
professional.
Right.
You know?
Do you think that that's a question that would be answered at this thing? I think so.
Yeah. I think so. I definitely, that's what I was getting to. Thanks. Yeah. That I think you can ask questions about business attire, what it is. And basically I spiffed up my hippie skirt with a nice blazer. It looked good.
I think that'd look great. Yeah.
It was good. It worked out. Chad Austin approved it.
There you go. That's all you really needed to say.
Yeah.
You've always been able to accessorize. So this is
cool. This is going on Wednesday, July 21st from 2 to 3:30 at the MTEC building located at 3601 Schaefer in Dearborn.
Okay.
And it is going to be a community service provided by Henry Ford Community College.
Cool.
Very cool. Kudos to the school.
Very cool. We have just a couple minutes here, Lynn.
It's free. Free to the public.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. This is open to everyone and free to the public. Yeah.
And if you would like to know more information, you can call 313-845-9820. Once again, 313-845-9820 to learn more about the free interviewing 101 workshop being put on by Henry Ford Community College on July 21st.
That is so cool. Remember the fall classes. It is not too late. If you haven't started the process at all, if you've just been thinking about this and you're like, I was laid off, or it's time to reinvent myself, or it's whatever. I have to meet Lindsay and Dennis, whatever your reason is, believe me, any of the above are good enough for me. The reality is that there's a process here. It's not horrible. It's not painful, but it's a definite process in place that you have to do. So my point is that you got to start now. So if you want to go to school here, go to hfcc.edu and start that process. And it'll tell you everything you need to know right there. You may need to see a counselor. You want an appointment for that. Because even though it's summer term, you want to know where everybody is.
Yeah, and there are no walk-ins to see a counselor. You have to make an appointment.
It's off the hook, too, there. Financial aid downstairs.
Because Henry Ford Community College is very popular.
Oh, my gosh.
Their enrollment is high. And
it went up again, 14%.
Awesome. Yay for the school.
Yeah.
But I will say that there's a lot of community colleges in the area, and a lot of Henry Ford's credits transfer to a four-year institution or another university school, whatever you want to do. So
and some of
it's
the college,
a wise choice.
Some of the college credits of the other schools, and I'm not throwing bad remarks at any. I mean, I'm not.
No.
Some of them don't. That's no. A fact. I've heard it from enough people.
Well, HFCC offers more than 100 university transfer and associate degrees, career education programs, as well as classes for professional and personal development.
And
so there you go.
We've said other things on this show regarding. I love our counselors, and I think it's a necessary part of the process. You actually have to declare your major, and maybe even you get your first classes. You have to actually schedule classes through a counselor. But if you really want to know about what'll transfer and what you should be taking, and not necessarily what you should be taking, but about certain programs, go to the department head.
Well, and Henry Ford Community College offers awesome transfer seminars all throughout the fall and winter.
Absolutely.
When you tune into Campus Connection throughout the fall and winter, me and Dennis will fill you in on when all the transfer seminars go on and how to do it and what to do, and just one of the many cool things that go on here at Henry Ford Community College.
So get it going. August 26th is when the semester starts. So you want to do it as soon as possible. If you have financial aid, get that FAFSA done. Do everything you need to do now. We really have to go. So the last thing we want to tell you is we're going to be
real
at
quick.
Homecoming.
Homecoming. August 6th, 7th, and 8th.
That's right.
Really soon.
Our next show is the 10th, so we'll be talking after that, kind of recapping it. My son's birthday, the 10th of August. But we're going to be there. We're selling our CDs. We purge our CDs every year. We do it. We take the ones we're not using more. We put them in these big bins, these big totes. We lug them out to homecoming underneath our tent, and we sell them for $1 a piece.
People really look forward to this. People know about it. It's well known. WHFR has been doing this for years.
Years and years. Yes.
Dollar for a CD.
$1.
Fill up a bag for.
I think that some of them they'll give you a bag. You pay $10 for the bag, and how many you can fit in there? I've seen people fit 15, 17, 20.
Yeah.
So come on out, 6th, 7th, and 8th. We'll be there all day, every day of homecoming. We'll be broadcasting the journal on that Friday live. I'll be there from 1 to 2 o'clock. Come and meet us, buy a CD, buy a t-shirt, come
get a bag of CDs,
get a free pen,
get a sticker. I will give you a sticker.
So
personally,
you guys, we have to go. Thank you so much. The next show, what'd you say? August 10th.
August 10th.
Folks, come out to Concert of Colors, do all these things. Seriously. We told you about them because they're fun. They're cool. And we don't bring up stuff that either costs a lot of money or we wouldn't do ourselves. Mm-hmm. So we'll see you out there. Thank you. And have a wonderful month. We'll talk to you next month.
WHFR Dearborn.
.3 WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm your host, Jeff, and you are listening to One Chord to Another, the show where you'll hear for 2 hours every Tuesday from 2 to 4 p.m. new and slightly used indie rock and pop. I've got a big show in store for you today. Not only is there lots of great music coming your way, I have your chance to win free passes to the Land of Nod experiment happening next weekend, actually, July 23rd through the 25th. If you're not familiar with it, it's this pretty amazing 3-day music and art festival happening right in Jackson, Michigan, which isn't too far away, you know, just not too far away, easy to get to. The musical lineup is pretty impressive. Local bands like the Satin Peaches and My Dear Disco, plus national acts like Eagles of Death Metal, Tokyo Police Club, and Of Montreal.